Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The United States has released details of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon, emphasizing Israel's right to self-defense. Both nations have acknowledged that Hezbollah's activities need to be restrained, with Lebanon's official security forces as the sole entity permitted to bear arms. This announcement comes in hopes of fostering regional stability, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. The U.S. State Department unveiled the full text of the ceasefire agreement, highlighting a mutual commitment to restrain Hezbollah. As per Israel Hayom, the Americans are optimistic that this deal will lead to lasting peace in the region, contingent on Hezbollah's compliance. In a statement to I-24 News, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the ceasefire a historic opportunity for peace between Israel and Lebanon. He expressed hope that the truce could lay the groundwork for broader diplomatic relations. According to JNS, Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 1-0-day truce. The agreement does not require Israeli ground forces to withdraw from Lebanon at this stage, but there is potential for extending the ceasefire, depending on developments in the coming days. Finally, Axios reports that former President Donald Trump has spoken with the Lebanese president as part of efforts to facilitate the ceasefire. This development is seen as politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could be pivotal in achieving a broader peace deal, potentially involving Iran. In our curated tweets, I24N, EUS reports that Hezbollah's use of civilian homes for military purposes remains a critical issue for the ceasefire's success. Meanwhile, the European Council is actively supporting Lebanon's stability, according to Al Arabiya. Turning to business news, the Ministry of Economy in Israel has expanded the distribution of discounted products through the Carrefour chain, aimed at benefiting consumers, as per Israel Hayom Business. Walla Business reports a notable collaboration between the Israeli Air Force and the U.S., with American refueling aircraft playing a crucial role in missions against Iran. Lastly, Camtek has acquired Israeli AI startup Visual Layer, marking a strategic advancement in AI technology, according to Globes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe.